Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 42, AC Micron Filter. Replace and breathe easier. Well, first of all, a person could say, well, what's a micron filter? Well, this is a filter that's for the climate system. They are installed somewhere within the air intake of the climate system in your car. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, automatic AC climate or manual or whatever the case may be. But basically, with BMW anyway, they were started being introduced in about the 88 to 1990 model year. Car. In this case, it happened to be the 7 Series at the time. They were kind of a pain to replace. You had to remove the glove box to get to it. And as time went on and BMW, you know, the models, the lower priced models, so to speak, started having them installed, they became certainly a lot more common. And I don't know if I'm going to sit here and say that every single car out there today has one, but the odds are it probably does. But what is a micron filter? Well, there's two types. Typically, they're either paper or they're what's called paper and activated carbon or activated charcoal. Okay, BMW uses the carbon activated one. They are a micron filter, so they do filter down to microscopic size particles. So we're not just talking about dust and dirt. We're talking about pollen, bacteria, potentially even molecules that produce smells. Okay, in theory, supposedly you could be behind some big school bus or something, and assuming you've got a properly working ventilation system and the car is well sealed, that, you know, you take off behind this bus and it's, you know, lovely black diesel smoke coming out. In theory, pretty much you shouldn't be able to smell it. If again, that would only be if you had a carbon activated type filter, because it's supposed to remove that. There is certainly a price difference between the regular paper and the carbon activated one. The carbon activated ones are more expensive, maybe possibly even twice the price. If you're contemplating replacing one on your own, I would certainly highly recommend getting the carbon activated one. Again, BMW, that's all they use from factory. So there's times, I think, when people, you know, when I give them a price of replacing the filter, and maybe they've, you know, looked on YouTube or whatever, and they realize, oh yeah, I can do that myself, it's pretty easy. And then they hear the price that I'm charging them, and they're like, oh, I'm just going to do that myself. And whether they know it or not, but when they go to look and price it out on Amazon or wherever, they could very well be looking up the paper one, which, you know, yes, it will filter something, okay, but it's not going to do near the job that the carbon activated one is going to perform. So if you are replacing it yourself, you want to get the better one, because otherwise it's not going to work the way it was originally designed as far as the system. Well, why have this filter? Well, the obvious stuff. It filters out leaves and debris that can get into the evaporator heater case. We're talking about, obviously, very large particles, which if leaves and debris get into the, especially into the blower fan area, it's going to cause problems, where it's going to either cause the fan to go out of balance, it's going to start making weird noises, so on and so forth. And plus the fact you really don't want to have leaves and stuff, you know, moving around inside the evaporator heater case. So it acts as a filter for large particles, but more importantly, obviously, it's filtering out a lot smaller stuff. Here's a few little facts. I read this in an article not that long ago in a trade magazine, and even I was like kind of like blown away. I mean, some of this stuff is almost kind of like disgusting. A few facts. The concentration of airborne pollutants in the cabin of an average car are 6 to 7 times higher than in your home. Okay. The concentration of pollutants while driving is 6 times more in the center of the road than at the shoulders. That's mostly because of exhaust fumes. Okay. And the thing is, it's not just exhaust. It's diesel particulates, it's tire debris, it's brake dust. There's been studies done where there's more than 200 other pollutants in a typical car's interior. OK, okay? Nasty stuff, okay? For that matter, most cars, sometimes over their entire life, sometimes it's worse when they're newer, and then it starts to decline as the car gets older. But there's what's called outgassing. And what it is basically is the different materials that are used on the inside of the car, partly because of just age, partly because it's just the nature of the beast. But also realize when the car is parked outside, I mean, that car temperature, interior temperature, can get upwards of 140, 150 degrees. So basically everything in that car is getting cooked, okay? Hence the reason, you know, not to be morbid or anything, but, you know, this is where leaving pets and or kids or whatever in a car is not a good idea, because it can get really hot very quickly. But in this particular case, let's just talk about what's happening in the car from the standpoint of, because of that heat, there's what's called outgassing. So the different components on the inside of the car will actually start releasing different fumes and outgassing, okay? This is not necessarily anything that you smell, that, you know, you get into the car and you're going, ooh, what's that plastic smell, kind of a thing. But those are all basically pollutants, okay? So this is all happening on the inside of the car. A person could say, well, geez, once they're in the car, especially if they're coming from, if the source is inside the car, then how does this microfilter help with that? Well, if you either manually, or maybe your climate system automatically goes into what's called recirculation mode, which typically on most cars, that's going to happen. Usually if you go to like maximum AC, it will go to recirculation. So now it's cooling the same air inside the car as what's coming out of the AC vents. So it makes the AC system more efficient. But guess what? You're now also filtering through that AC microfilter the air that's inside the car. Okay, so that's a good thing. There's systems that you can manually turn it on to recirculating air. Again, once you do that, it's cleaning the air that's inside the car. Okay. And finally, there's obviously pollen and other allergens that are floating around. Obviously, during the summertime and springtime and stuff, that can become a big issue for people who have allergies. It's been stated that there's over 40 million Americans that have some form of allergy. And the problem is, of course, worse when it's concentrated inside of the car. Okay, so driving your car around can become a bit of a unpleasant experience. So, again, AC microfilters help to remove the pollen and some of these different contaminants. And from a replacement standpoint, most manufacturers recommend replacement once per year, okay, but more often in dusty conditions. I have definitely seen ones come in where the fan is making this kind of a weird noise. It's like it's muffled and there's hardly any airflow coming out of the vents, and the customers finally notice that, you know, that, yeah, I get cold air, but gosh, there's just hardly any airflow. And you check their AC microfilter and it's like, well, you know, duh. You know, not that it was their responsibility to know to replace it or to have someone look at it. But, I mean, I have seen them where they are just absolutely filthy, okay? And the thing is, too, this is filth and dirt and dust and debris that you can see, okay? Again, this is a micronic filter, microscopic. So who knows what that, how bad that thing really was. It got bad enough to where it started to reduce airflow into the blower area, to where it can be, you know, pressurized and blown out through the vents. So that means it also put an extra load on the blower motor, because now it's trying to draw air in and having to work harder to do that because the filter is just unbelievably dirty. So replace it. It's cheap insurance. It helps, you know, to keep your car interior healthier for you and everyone else who's in the car. It's you know, a good maintenance item. And, you know, again, most cars have them. So whether you replace it yourself or you have someone do it, you know, if you need to remind them, hey, check out my, you know, my AC microfilter, mention it to them, okay? Hopefully a shop that's knowledgeable, that stays up on this stuff, is going to be, that's going to be part of like their vehicle check when they do that or whatever. But it's your car, it's your responsibility. you know, go from there with it and have it taken care of or replace it yourself if it's not too hard to replace. So that's it on AC microfilters. I hope you found this enlightening and appreciate your time. As usual, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. And again, you know, please leave any, you know, comments or concerns or anything on however you got this podcast, whether it be through iTunes, Spotify, or podbean.com. You know, more than happy to love to get to different comments and things. And if you have an idea for a future podcast, by all means, mention it. If I don't know something about a particular subject matter, I will certainly do some research and put together a podcast. And I might even, you know, give you credit for it, certainly. And we go from there. So appreciate your time. Thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great day and a fantastic evening. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.